Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, regular listeners to the show might remember Bobby heading down to Arnott's just before Christmas to talk to the finalists in Pitch 24. The finalists were part of the Arnott's Christmas Fair, and I'm delighted to say that the winner is sitting across from me here in studio. So it's great to welcome Seana Mahon, the owner of Wink & Mink, to Down to Business. Congratulations, Seana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, listen, just start us off with what exactly is Wink & Mink?
So Wink with Mink is a cruelty-free eyelash brand. We have a professional line for salons who do lash lifts in their salons. And then we also have an at-home lash kit. So I actually became allergic to eyelash extensions. And that's kind of how all of this came about. So it's a lash kit called Speedy Lash, where the lashes are applied underneath your natural lashes and they stay on for 7 days.
And do you do this yourself? Is it like something a person does themselves?
Yeah.
They don't have to have it applied and stuff?
Yeah, so that was the winning product with Pitch in Arnott's. So you get the kit, you apply them yourself from home. They'll take less than 10 minutes to apply and then they'll stay on for a full week. So you can shower with them, all of that. They're also reusable. So you take them off after the week, you give them a wash and then you can reapply them again.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah.
Let's go back a bit then and talk about how you came upon this business or how you started it. What is your own background? Like, what were you doing?
So my background was not in beauty at all. I always wanted to be a clinical psychologist. So I did psychology during college. And then there was so much unpaid work that we had to do. So I was working 5 days a week, unpaid with the HSE. And then I was working my local
club. As part of your course?
It was part of your course, but it was also, I suppose, to get onto the master's. And then we had to do a doctorate after that. So it was just what you had to do. So I was working unpaid 5 days a week and then in my local pub, shout out to Fitzgeralds of Sandy Cove, at the weekend. And I loved getting my own lash extensions done. And I remember getting them done one day and the girl said to me, you know, why don't you do an eyelash extension course? And, you know, maybe you might be able to quit the pub and have a little bit more time at the weekend just to fund your studies. And I thought, you know what, that might be a good idea. Lash extensions were getting popular at the time.
Yeah, and they're just so big as a business now, aren't they?
Huge.
Like at that time, it was just obviously an explosion. But did you see that? Did you say, ah, I spot this?
Yeah. And I think at the time it was, you know, there was only a select few salons that were offering them and they were really expensive. The girl that I was going to was just newly qualified. She needed a couple of models and she pointed me in the direction of a lash course. I did the lash course. I ended up loving it. I was taking on models, taking on some clients. I was able to quit my job in the pub at the weekends. And, you know, I still saw my career path as psychology. But
this was a side thing for you.
Absolutely.
It was a side hustle. You were just doing it to earn money. And when did you kind of say, OK, I'm going to leave the clinical psychology and I'm going to make this my career, my business?
It wasn't for about 3 years. I went on, I did my master's and I was kind of building the business again on the side. And I think because there was no real pressure on it, I didn't see it as my future. That's where things kind of started to take off. Mm. And I actually became allergic to eyelash extensions. And that's when I saw a real gap in the market for something that would be really kind to sensitive eyes for the people who could no longer get their lash extensions done.
Yeah, because I'm looking around at some of the eyelashes that you see on people and they just look borderline dangerous. I've never had eyelash extensions done or anything like it myself. But I mean, some of them look really heavy and, you know, not very nice, certainly not natural. Well, what's the big allure about them?
Yeah, do you know what? I think it's a lot to do about, like, personal preference. My motto has always been that lashes should accentuate your eyes. I actually have our Speedy Lashes on now. So it is just all about enhancing what you already have. So that people might look at you and think, are they your lashes or are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Your lashes, but better.
Well, let's talk about the competition for a second and Pitch 24. How important was that to you, you know, in terms of confidence and what did it do for you?
It changed absolutely everything. So if there's any small business owner who is thinking about applying for Pitch 25, because the applications are now open, my advice would be go for it. absolutely everything changed for me. In terms of like the retail space, being in such an iconic store over the Christmas period.
So it's down in Arnott's and you get an opportunity to be physically present in such an iconic place.
Yes, for this 6 week period over Christmas. So what I had was I had the product, which was our Speedy Lash, our at-home kit. And I also had our Wink with Mink lash bar. So basically people could come in, they could learn how to apply the lashes. They're going to stay on for 7 days and they got their kit then to go home and be able to reapply. But just being on the ground with people, hearing what they like about the brand, what they might like to see in the future, talking to customers in real time, showing them how to use the product. It was amazing.
So it gave you a fantastic opportunity and great way to showcase you in such an amazing space at such an important time of the year, let's face it. What did you learn from the process of being involved in that kind of competition?
Yeah, I think retail is a whole other beast that you don't realise how difficult it is as a small business owner. So Arnott's really kind of walked us through that whole experience in terms of how much stock we might need, how busy it really is in store over Christmas, and just how much time and dedication you really need to give to it. Like, I was in there 5 days a week. There was, you know, no days off trying to run the business in the background. But it was just incredible just to get your product in front of people and for people to meet you, because, you know, businesses are no longer kind of physical things. We're kind of social entities. People want to meet the person behind the brand. They want to know the story. They want to learn how the product is going to enhance their life. And Christmas was just the great opportunity to do that.
Well, look, if you're a company out there that thinks your product could win Pitch 25, Arnott's want to hear from you. You can find all the details on www.pitch.arnott.ie. Shona, you're an absolute inspiration to many people and we wish you every good luck and good fortune with the rest of your, what I'm sure is going to be an incredible career. That was Shona Mahan, the owner of Wink and Mink. Thank you very much for being in studio with us today.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.